And now this is a dictation for David Kessler, K-E-S-S-L-E-R, October 1058, addressed as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, this is a not scheduled visit for Mr. Kessler. I just saw him in consultation for chronic kidney disease, prior procedures, right side and nephrectomy cancer. In this opportunity comes accompanied with daughter Jessica because of the presence of recent blood stools and evidence of iron deficiency with a low ferritin iron saturation. He did blood tests a few days ago at Midland, was feeling lightheaded, went to the emergency room, 2 liters of saline was given, no discussion about the iron deficiency or blood stools. Hemoglobin dropped 1 point, but it still is not severely low. He mentioned that the blood stools has resolved and there is no epigastric or abdominal pain. Blood pressure at home was in the 113 over 70. I got 94 over 50 on the right. Lungs are distant clear, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no peritoneal signs, no major edema. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, likely gastrointestinal bleeding, iron deficiency. He remembered prior EGD colonoscopy at Midland with Dr. Holtz, H-O-L-T-Z, that has retired back in December. Occult blood needs to be done. We will, on the next few days, check a new hemoglobin. He is anticoagulated. I did not change that medication. There is no evidence of platelet abnormalities. Concerned about the low blood pressure, he likely has chronically low and postural blood pressure changes, now exacerbated by potentially GI bleeding. Pilot studies and cortisol level will be updated in the morning. He needs to follow with yourself for primary care. From the renal standpoint, appears to be stable. End of dictation.